What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And welcome to our show today. It is Thursday, January 20th, 2022. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. And it's another busy news day. A lot of stuff is going on out there. And we're going to try and fit as much news as we can up until the time we start answering the phone and get your opinions and questions and comments on the air here. Mike is in our control room taking care of business, keeping us out of trouble, and let's get right on into it. First of all, happy birthday to Buzz Aldrin. He just turned 92, and boy, just hanging on in there. And, you know, Buzz was the second human being to set foot on the moon after Neil Armstrong, who is sadly no longer with us. And happy birthday, Buzz, and, just keep on going as long as you can here. All right, well, last night during this show, I was keeping an eye on Joe Biden's press conference on the TV, and I have closed captions turned on so, I can see what's going on. And I made some very, negative comments about how he seemed to be performing. Repeating himself, stammering, long silences. And apparently I was not the only person who noticed that because critics have basically just slammed Biden over his rambling press conference. He came to have overperformed during the first year, not including the 7% inflation, the tanking approval, the COVID chaos, and the Afghan withdrawal. Other than that, he was doing really, really good. And this article over here at Your Destination Now is saying it's a total disaster. It was a total, total disaster. And, Biden was like fumbling through his notes there and saying, I'm sorry, and he clearly was losing his place there. Over at CNN, which is starting to pull away from, carrying Joe's water here, CNN's Van Jones said that Biden was obviously foggy and meandering and likened it to Ronald Reagan toward the end of his term in office when he was dealing with serious Alzheimer's. And it was described as very hard to watch, painful to watch, I think would probably be a better word here. And, Biden came on out there showing how detached from reality he is. At one point in the speech, he said, "The empty shelves in the stores are a myth. Doesn't exist. The shelves are full. The delivery's on time." Then he turned around and tried to blame COVID for the supply chain disruptions. So he wasn't even being internally self-consistent. He also blamed COVID for the out-of-control inflation. So typical Joe Biden, it's everybody else's fault, no responsibility and so forth. But his worst gaffe of the evening was he came on out with a comment saying that if Russia committed a minor incursion into Ukraine, that they would be met with a proportionate force. And this got everybody upset, especially Ukraine. And Biden's handlers are scrambling to try and backpedal on that. And shortly after the press conference, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki put out a statement to clarify that if any Russian forces step foot over the border, they'll be met with a swift, severe response. So Biden did not do well. Meanwhile, he was asked about Afghanistan, and he said, "I make no apologies for what I did." Well, not even a burglar could have said that one better. But it was a disaster. And we've seen this behavior before. At one point, he started whispering to the microphone. And we've seen him do it. It doesn't make any sense. And he just gets closer and closer, and he whispers and he whispers. It's weird here. And, of course, the Democrats are out there trying to say, yes, it was a great speech. It's, the equivalent of Lincoln's Gettysburg Address and so forth. Yamiche Alcindor was blasted for his lavish praise of the Biden press conference, basically denounced as a bigger propagandist than Jen Psaki. And over in Congress, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer were just gushing over Biden's tumultuous first year, saying it was one of the most impactful first years of a presidency. At which point you have to ask, what planet are these guys living on? And they know they're in trouble. They know Biden's in trouble. In celebration of his having gotten through 1 year of his term in office, the Democrats have put out this four-minute long video. It's being narrated by Tom Hanks. They're basically going to just be blasting it all over corporate media and TV shows all night tonight to remind you what a great president Joe Biden is. And, you know, a waste of airtime, in my opinion, but, you know, it's their money here. Meanwhile, over at CNN, John King basically said there's a lot to clean up, you know, following Biden's disastrous press conference. And of course, you know, during the press conference, Biden predicted Russia was going to invade Ukraine. He also made a comment that Kamala Harris will be his running mate in 2024. So he's just basically announced he is going to run for re-election. And how old is he going to be? 80? I mean, if he's this deteriorated now, imagine what he's going to be like 4 years from now. It's going to be a disaster here. And the polls continue to fall for both Biden and Harris. Only 50% of Americans think he's mentally capable of doing the job as president. And only 28% want him to run for office again. Now, there was an interesting article that came on out from BlabberBuzz. Basically saying if Joe has dementia, what's Kamala's excuse for her stupidity? And my theory is that Kamala is trying to make Joe look good. That's the only thing that really makes any sense here. And, you know, if this wasn't the fate of our country, you know, the Biden-Harris administration would make a great sitcom or comedy sketch. But unfortunately, it does involve the future of our nation, and nobody enjoys a sitcom that has the keys to the nuclear weapons here. All righty. Now, I went on over to the WebMD website, and I looked up their article on dementia. And this is a direct quote from that article. You'll notice more changes in their thinking and reasoning. They may have trouble making plans, and they may repeat themselves a lot. They may also have a hard time remembering recent events. And one of the comments I made last night while watching Joe was that he did keep repeating himself over and over and over again. And one of the other things Biden said during his press conference is that the 2022 midterm elections coming up later this year might be illegitimate if the voting agenda was not passed, which it cratered today. We'll get to that in a little bit here. And so CNN basically blasted Biden for that. Nobody's addressing the vote fraud we saw in 2016 or 2020, but all of a sudden they're claiming, oh, if we don't get this unlimited mail-in balloting and no voter ID, the 2022 election will be illegitimate. Basically, what's happening is their ability to cheat is being limited at the state level. That's why they wanted to federalize all the elections, even local elections, like your school board. Oh, the government's going to come in and take care of everything here. Anyway, the Democrats' attempt to end the filibuster failed. And Senators Manchin and Sinema joined Republicans in a 52-48 vote. And so that the filibuster has been saved. And the filibuster exists to prevent a party with a simple majority from passing bills that the minority thinks are really, really bad. It's sort of a safety valve on these things. Meanwhile, Kamala Harris was making the rounds of the morning show interviews talking about failing to get the voting rights bill over the line, and actually snapped at Savannah Guthrie and also repeated that idea that the midterm elections will be unfair if voter ID is required and we're not allowed to use massive amounts of mail-in ballots and unlimited ballot drop boxes and everything. So they're really, really angry about that one. And again, we reported yesterday, surveys are showing the majority of the black voters like the ID, a voter ID. They don't want the illegal immigrants voting themselves our nation any more than any other ethnic group of voters. So they understand the rules very, very well here. Following the vote, the GOP senators made a point of shaking Sinema's hand, and the left went totally bonkers. They said, oh, she's one of the deplorables. She can't be trusted. And according to Senator Mike Lee, the Democrats are attacking Manchin and Sinema out of pure desperation. And he made his remarks during an interview on Fox News Channel's America's Newsroom. So, yeah, you can smell the panic. You know, without massive election fraud, the Democrats are in for a good drubbing this next November, and they know it. You know, they got Democratic members of the House are retiring left and right. They're deciding to get out. You know, the rats are deserting the sinking ship here. Meanwhile, Democrat Representative Hakeem Jeffries appeared to accidentally admit that the Democrats' federal elections takeover bill was inspired by Venezuelan socialist Hugo Chavez to consolidate power. And that was a little bit of a slip up there, not mentioned on corporate media, of course, here. Getting into other political news now, with regard to the January 6th fishing expedition or witch hunt, depending upon your point of view here, the Supreme Court rejected Donald Trump's request to shield the release of records to the January 6th committee. And these are documents from the Trump White House, and the January 6th committee wants them just to see what's in them and if they can possibly find anything where they could criminally charge him, invoke the 14th Amendment, and forbid him, prevent him from running in 2024. They're desperate. They really are there. And Trump's own Supreme Court nominees they voted to reject Trump's request there. The only one who appeared to have some hesitancy about it was Clarence Thomas. So the records are going on over there. And, you know, there's probably a lot of information about the nation and foreign policy that should not be made public, just as a matter of common sense here. Okay, Sidney Powell has announced she will testify before Liz Cheney's January 6th committee and says she's looking forward to sharing evidence of election fraud. They're never going to let her. The gavel will bang, say silence, you know, just tell us how Trump, you know, led the coup and otherwise shut the heck up here. And the January 6th committee also wants Ivanka Trump to come in and testify because they think she may know something they can spin to indicate that Trump somehow organized and incited this obvious false flag attack on the Capitol building here. So they are fishing. They haven't found anything. That's what this tells me. They haven't found anything yet. I mean, even the FBI said there was no evidence of an organized effort to overthrow the government or stage an insurrection. It was just a bunch of people who went on acting like tourists. And speaking of acting like tourists, yet another video has surfaced showing Ashley Babbitt. And it basically shows her walking through the hallways with a friend and going up to the Capitol Police and just chit-chatting with them. You know, like they're all friends and stuff. So she was not part of a violent mob. And this supports the video that surfaced earlier this week showing her trying to restrain some of the people committing acts of violence before she was gunned down in cold blood. Now, Democrats believe, oh, they want to believe, they're praying, they're hoping that Biden's Attorney General Merrick Garland will find some way to prosecute Trump over January 6th. And I think it's magical thinking on their part. Because, again, you know, Trump on that day, you know, Trump tried to bring up the National Guard. He was told that that was out of his jurisdiction. When he was giving his little speech at the rally before this all happened. And by the way, the incursion into the Capitol building started while Trump was still speaking. So it's not like everybody said, yes, Trump, and headed on off to the Capitol building. But Trump kept emphasizing peaceful, peaceful, peaceful. Let your voice be heard. That's not incitement to riot here. Okay, and getting on over to Hillary Clinton, who appears to be getting ready to throw her hat into the ring for 2024, there's another scandal that has erupted, and it involves George Nader. We did mention this before. He was a key witness in Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. He's also a convicted child sex predator. Nice people we have in Washington, D.C. And he basically pled guilty to an illegal finance scheme funneling millions of dollars from the United Arab Emirates into Hillary Clinton's 2016 presidential campaign. Now, that is very much against the law. And so Hillary has been caught cheating yet again. And there is this article that came out of Blabber Buzz saying that even Democrats are starting to wonder why Hillary is not being indicted. You know, there was the email situation, all kinds of things that happened. And for any normal American, you know, you'd be in the Gray Bar Hotel long before now here. Now, Tulsi Gabbard has come on out, and she is wagging her finger at President Biden, saying that the new policy of directing a domestic terrorism unit to target those who have an anti-authority or anti-government attitude exposes the liberals' anti-liberty, anti-democracy mindset. She's absolutely correct. They're trying to establish a dictatorship where you will, you know, obey and love your supreme leader no matter how much of an idiot or demented fool he happens to be. Little bit of dirty politics going on here. Representative Henry Cueller of Texas was very critical of Joe Biden and the handling on the border situation. And all of a sudden, the FBI basically raided his mansion, his home, and his campaign headquarters, claiming they have a court-authorized investigation. They spent hours just removing all kinds of things, computers, boxes of documents, and everything. Now, Representative Cueller said that he will fully cooperate, but it does look like the FBI has indeed become Biden's personal Gestapo, and he's going to sic them on anybody that he doesn't like, which right now is about half the population of the United States of America. Okay, over in Ghislaine Maxwell, her defense team has filed a motion in federal court requesting the new trial for the British socialite based on the fact that one of the jurors had been a victim of childhood sexual abuse and let the other jurors know during the deliberations. And so they're trying to say the first trial was tainted, the jury was tampered with, which I think that's a bit of a stretch here. And so they're applying for the new trial, and they basically had a briefing yesterday, and the prosecution could respond on February 2nd. The defense could reply on February 9th. Now, not too long ago, Ghislaine Maxwell came on out saying she would no longer protect these eight names of men who availed themselves of Jeffrey Epstein's herd, corral, whatever you want to call it here. And she keeps repeating that, but I have yet to see any of the names being made public. So Maxwell may be trying to send a message saying, get me out of this mess or I am going to expose you all. And that's a very dangerous game. She could wind up really, really depressed and commit suicide or be suicide. Okay, we got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back. Oh, yeah.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no way.
Welcome back to our show here, and looking at corporate media, CNN kind of stepped in it a little bit because on Tuesday afternoon, their business managing editor, Alex Kopelman, tweeted out saying, I'm hiring three people for a new CNN team dedicated to covering misinformation. And of course, Twitter went wild saying, wow, you're going to be covering yourself? And so they got mocked for that here. And it is a little hypocritical considering how much CNN has lied to us. But they want to go on the warpath against anybody, you know, speaking the truth about anything, whether it's COVID or the wars or the economy or the border or any of that stuff here. Meanwhile, NBC has announced they will not send any announcers to China for the Winter Olympic Games. I guess the commentators will remain stateside just watching the video feed here. And over at Fox News, people are kind of scratching their heads that they have not stood up to defend Lara Logan's right to freedom of speech. And the issue at hand is that Lara Logan made statements last November comparing Dr. Anthony Fauci to the Nazi Joseph Mengele. And as a result, her talent agency, United Talent Agency, dropped her. Just said, that's it. We've cut ties. And Fox News does not seem to be reacting to that at all. And rather obvious omission here. Okay, getting into election fraud. Apparently, more video footage has been released showing that the people running the elections had an utter disregard for the policies and procedures. And there was one video showing employees using cell phones, photographing ballots, and right behind them, you know, there's a sign, electronic devices, you know, the sign is in the staff break room, electronic devices allowed in this area only. They're not supposed to take cell phones out onto the counting floor, and yet they did, and the videos show it. So the elections department just utterly disregarded its own policies or its own stated policies here. Now, Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich, and we've all been kind of like waiting patiently, do something already. You know what's going on here. He is now threatening to prosecute the Soros-funded Secretary of State Katie Hobbs for the election fraud or for rigging 2022. And not sure what's going on there since that election hasn't actually happened yet. But Brnovich needs to basically step up to the plate. We know that members of the Arizona legislature are ready to decertify that vote right now, absolutely. Now, a lot of talk has come down about the voter rolls, the official list of voters, and how they're you know, often crowded with people who've been dead for decades, maybe half a century. People who've been moved are put on a new voter roll but not taken off the old one. So there's this organization, the Electronic Registration Information Center, was started in 2012 to try and clean up the voter rolls, and it's now being used in 31 states plus D.C. There is a slight problem. It actually appears to be a voter registration organization disguised as voter roll cleanup. It is also founded and funded by George Soros. So, let's see. Eric, the Electronic Registration Information Center, located 17 million new voters for the 2020 election, the most in the history of their organization. Back in 2012, they only found 5.7 million. So, just, you know, go on out to the cemetery and start registering voters. What can I tell you here? All right, let's talk about COVID. This whole narrative is starting to break down here, and people are really fighting back. Up at the U.S.-Canada border in Emerson, Manitoba, truckers have staged a protest against the mandates there. They're blocking the roads and shutting everything down, and it seems to be having an effect. Now, we mentioned yesterday that Boris Johnson is ending all the COVID restrictions in the United Kingdom, and now the Canadian government is starting to back down. The politicians are starting to really be afraid of the massive anger that these policies have generated in their respective populations here. Okay. Down in Humboldt County, Dr. Ian Hoffman, who's a public health official, has now resigned over the failed COVID policies. And again, we're talking about this data dump coming from the FDA. And there was a court fight over it because remember when the FDA said, oh, it'll take 75 years for us to release all this data. And the judge said, that's ridiculous. You granted the emergency use authorizations in just over 100 days and ordered them to start dumping documents. And they have. Okay, we're going to pick up this story when we come back from these words from the sponsor.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. because you can handle the truth.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Okay, so we're talking about this Freedom of Information Act lawsuit, had to go to court, in which advocacy groups, transparency groups, wanted the FDA to release the information on which they based granting the emergency use authorization for these mRNA gene therapies. And the FDA tried to dodge it by saying, oh, it'll take 75 years, you know, don't bother us, you'll all be dead by the time we get these papers out there. And the judge said, no, that's not acceptable, and said all documents must be released within 8 months. And so the FDA is dumping everything they got in the hope that people will just get tired and stop reading. That's not working on out. One of the first documents that came on out was the one that, and this was a document from Pfizer itself, that linked my polymyalgia rheumatica to Pfizer vaccine. So now we know what causes PMR. And another document came on out revealing that the Pfizer shot has caused literally an avalanche of miscarriages and stillborn babies. And that is being withheld from the public by the corporate media as well. Speaking of withholding from the public, Gretchen Whitmer is on hot water because she had thousands of COVID fatalities. The deaths were underreported by 30%. because she wanted to convince everybody the vaccines were working. Nobody's dying. They're all getting the shot and they're all being, wonderful here. Now, you remember all those COVID-19 contact tracing apps that were being pushed? You know, got to have this on your cell phone. It'll tell you if you're next to somebody who's got, leprosy or COVID-19. Well, it turns out they're not working very well. After nearly a year, statistical analysis about their usage, they're useless. It's time to consign it to the dustbin. This is a 100 million euro failure, plus whatever they spent on this stuff here in the United States here. Now, the U.S. government is promising 500 million free COVID test kits. Now, of course, they're not free. It comes out of your tax money. But it's a promise they maybe should not have made because manufacturers of these test kits are already struggling to meet demand. And 500 million additional orders, it may be very difficult for them to fill that order in a timely manner. And, of course, the more rushed they are, the more likely there are going to be mistakes that could affect the results of the test here. Now, down in Israel, they're one of the most vaccinated countries in the world, and they led the charge on vaccines here. And they're having some real problems. They're learning that using your own citizens as guinea pigs can create problems. According to the preliminary trial results, even a fourth dose of a COVID vaccine is not enough to prevent people from getting infected with Omicron. So, yeah, so much for the jab fest here. All right, the CDC is finally admitting that natural immunity outperforms the vaccine-only protection against the Delta variant. That's probably true for all the variants, but they're admitting it now about the Delta variant, that if you get Delta and you recover, you have much better immunity than if you got the vaccine, and with the added benefit that if you get the vaccine, it's going to damage your body's natural immunity. Okay, so... and we know that one of the aspects driving this whole COVID nonsense, it's not just about the money, although there's a lot of money at stake here. It's a power grab. It is a power grab. And there's an article out of Patriot Rising describing it as totalitarian paranoia run amok, pandemics, lockdown, and martial law. And says what's been going on these past 2 years has been a test by the government to see how well we, the people, are learning to be compliant, learning to be afraid, learning to accept the police state tactics. They're basically seeing how far they can push a potential dictatorship in this country. And so far, they pushed it pretty far here. Over at the Conservative Brief, they're mentioning that there was a guest on the Tucker Carlson show who was looking at the question, why this insane push for the vaccinations when you've got the CDC and the World Health Organization admitting they don't work? You have the FDA and Pfizer admitting there are serious problems with these gene therapies. So why keep pushing the vaccines? And it's simply an exercise in dictatorial power. You know, we don't care if the vaccines are bad for you. We demand you get the vaccine. So getting to the international news here, the rhetoric about Russia and Ukraine is ramping up here. Republican lawmakers turned up their anti-Russia rhetoric yesterday after a meeting with Joe Biden. And they said Biden needs to give Russian President Putin a bloody nose. If Moscow should invade Ukraine, Russia is still insisting they're not planning to invade Ukraine. It's hard to know who to trust on this particular situation. But again, you've got all these countries pouring weapons into Ukraine, and we're supposed to believe that Russia is the aggressor here. So they had this bipartisan coalition of senators met with Biden yesterday, and it's where they pledged U.S. support to pro-Western factions in Kiev. And all I can say to all of these representatives are, here are your rifles, here are your parachutes, and go and have fun. But we're going to sit this one out. We're sick of war. You know, we've had all these wars. It's hard to remember any time in my lifetime where we've had peace, where there hasn't been a U.S. war somewhere on somebody. And there was a study done that said since the end of World War II, the U.S. has killed about 20 million people in all these various police actions and incursions and whatever they want to call them to avoid calling them the wars here. Meanwhile, the U.S. Special Operations Forces are continuing to train troops in Ukraine. They're continuing that mission here. And the U.S. is giving Ukraine an additional $200 million in military aid, which you are going to all pay for. So, meanwhile, over in Estonia, Lithuania, and Latvia, they are waiting for U.S. approval to send some of their weapons stockpiles, which are American-made, to Ukraine. And the three Baltic countries are prepared to transfer weapons such as anti-armor, ground-to-air missiles to Ukraine. So they're definitely getting ready for something big to happen there. All right. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken warned earlier today that there would be a swift, severe response from the United States and its allies if Russia sends any military forces into Ukraine. Notice how he used the exact same phrase, swift, severe, that Jen Psaki did. So Blinken is also trying to backpedal from Biden's minor incursion remark. So over in Ukraine, they're saying there is no such thing as a minor incursion. You're either being invaded or not. And they do have a point there. Okay, meanwhile, the Ukrainian foreign minister, standing by Blinken, was saying the conflict will only end when the last Russian soldier leaves Crimea and Donbass. Now, there are two aspects of this to pay attention to. There are no Russian soldiers in the Donbass. Okay, and it is very, very dangerous and provocative to try and drag Crimea into this argument here, because that is a line that Russia will not tolerate being crossed. But if you want a war with Russia, you know, then go after Crimea here. And, you know, some people are asking over at UNS.com, if Blinken doesn't want a Russian invasion of Ukraine, why is he going out of his way to try and provoke one? And, you know, they're basically saying, we've seen this pattern repeating before of wanting to play the innocent victim, whether it was that Pearl Harbor hoax or the Lusitania or the Spanish mine in Havana Harbor. Oh, we're the victims, you know, those gosh darn North Vietnamese shot torpedoes at the USS Maddox and the Gulf of Tonkin, which turned out to be yet another lie here. And we're seeing the same pattern repeat all over again. Gee, for all the money that the government takes from us, you'd think maybe they'd get a little more creative and stop playing the same propaganda over and over and over again, because it's definitely past its sell-by date. Over in Estonia, their Defense Forces commander is saying there will likely be war in Ukraine soon. The Polish deputy foreign minister is saying the threat of Russia's invasion of Ukraine is serious. And Canada says it fears armed conflict could erupt in Ukraine. So we've got the cheerleaders out there in their little cute skirts and their pom-poms going, go Russia, or invade Russia, whatever. Meanwhile, Russian Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Maria Zakharova basically wagged her finger at NATO over its recently announced space policy. Now, NATO basically came on out and said that Article 5 now applies to outer space, meaning that if a nation destroys a satellite belonging to a NATO member, that will be basically an act of war, and everybody will now get involved. Zakharova described this as one-sided and incendiary. Yes, it's another way of poking at the bear. We're going to poke, poke, poke until Russia pokes back, and then we're going to scream, oh, Russia's attacking, run for the hills. Okay. Now, over at the Quincy Institute, they convened a small working group of former American and British ambassadors, experts on Russia and Ukraine, to discuss scenarios in the context of the current crisis. And what they basically said is that you need to negotiate in good faith with Russia or expect a drastic escalation. And of course, what we have been hearing from Russia is that NATO and the U.S. are being completely inflexible with regard to Russia's security concerns. Now, not too long ago, there was a story where a Russian Bore-class submarine basically tooled along the U.S. coast for about a week. It was only detected when it turned and headed for home. And it's a significant asset. It carries 16 missiles. Each missile carries 10 warheads. That's 160 targets that can be nuked from this one platform only. And apparently in response to that, the U.S. Navy's 6th Fleet broke protocol and actually announced the location of one of our nuclear submarines, the USS Georgia. This is a SSGN. And that what that signifies, this is one of the converted Ohio-class nuclear-powered guided missile submarines. What it is they take out the Trident missiles and they put in these rotary launchers for Tomahawk missiles, some of which can be armed with nuclear warheads. And it's also a very formidable situation. But they basically said it's in the Mediterranean. And so the Navy is trying to send a message back to Russia saying, yeah, you can get the Bore up to our coast, but we've already got the SSGN, you know, at your doorstep. Meanwhile, Russia, of course, has been making overtures to Cuba and Venezuela, and now they are doing the same thing to Iran, no surprise there, and to Vietnam, big surprise there. Russia is building military bases in Vietnam and Iran in exchange for providing Russian-built weapons to those nations for their own self-defense. So the chessboard is definitely, definitely alive here. Okay. We were talking yesterday about Cold War mentality, and over at the original antiwar.com, you know, they're talking about how back in the early 1960s, you know, the Cold War was raging, vast amounts of money were going into the Pentagon, they were aiming for a goal of 10,000 land-based nuclear missiles, which are spread out across Nebraska and the Dakotas and everywhere. And they were building B-52s like there was no tomorrow. And we thought we'd left that all behind with the collapse of the Soviet Union. And it was kind of interesting because when that happened and Gorbachev met with the U.S. president in Iceland, he said, I'm going to do the worst thing in the world that could ever happen to you. I'm going to deprive you of your best enemy. And that's exactly what happened. And the American people started saying, what about a peace dividend? We have been pouring so much of our money into this war machine, we don't need to anymore. And, of course, the Pentagon said, oh, no, we want to keep the money going. We've got to have something, you know, going on all the time. Let's go after Iraq, and we'll go after Syria, and we'll go after whatever. And so they've been trying to bring back the Cold War and that Cold War mentality. And being somebody who lived through all of that, it is a really bad idea. It is a bad, bad idea. It's just an excuse to loot you to make the military-industrial complex very, very rich. And I should have put it up there, but I am reminded of Eisenhower's famous Cross of Iron speech, where he laid it out. Now, Eisenhower knew about war. He'd been the supreme Allied commander in Europe, and he'd seen firsthand what war was like. And as president, he became one of our most anti-war presidents in our history. And, you know, in his farewell address, he talked about the military-industrial complex, and then he continued to make public appearances speaking out against war, which led to the Cross of Iron speech. And I think I'm going to make a point of putting that up on the website so you can read it, because it really lays it out, the scale of spending. You know, when you look at just one warship, what that money could do for our society in terms of education, hospitals, and so forth. All right, NATO is going to hold a summit in June, and according to Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg, Ukraine may take part, and that is also going to be a provocation for Russia. They're not talking about membership, but they are talking about Ukraine gets to come and sit at the table and kibitz. And no, Russia is not going to be at all happy about that. Meanwhile, people are very worried about a new Azerbaijani-Turkish war against Nagorno-Karabakh could also open the door to war with Russia. We have to take a break from commercials, and we will be.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Born in the city with a silver spoon, great-grandson of the oil tycoon, raised by wolves, thinks he owns the moon. Socialist banker to the one world goons. Davy Rockefeller, chairman of the CFR.
Welcome back to our show here, and we have an update on that story about how these Baltic states of Lithuania, Latvia, and Estonia were waiting for U.S. permission to send U.S.-made missiles and weapons to Ukraine. Apparently, that permission has now been given, and so the weapons are just pouring into the war zone. I can't imagine the people of Ukraine are very happy about this at all, because you know, the leaders have got their bunkers and all the rest of it. And that area has seen war before, and the older people remember the world wars, and they can't be happy about this at all. Okay, over in France, French leader Emmanuel Macron is basically celebrating the start of France's presidency of the European Union by calling for a frank dialogue with Russia, which he deemed necessary for building a new rules-based European order. We're going to have a new order. And unfortunately, that phrase, rules-based order, is one that we have been hearing thrown at us during U.S. hegemonic efforts here. And he says this is something that he's been working on for several years. And he's basically talking about rearmament of Europe as a force of peace and balance. So he wants the European Union to become a superpower. Okay. Over in Finland, their prime minister is saying that NATO membership is very unlikely in her current term. Really not interested. And don't forget, back down in France, there is that presidential candidate who wants to take France out of NATO as well. All right, over in Sheikh Jarrah, that's becoming a hot spot around the world. The world attention is focused on that. And it's another example of ethnic cleansing that the Palestinians are having to deal with. And in this latest escalation, a Palestinian man, Mahmoud Silhaya, threatened to set himself and his house on fire if Israeli occupation forces move to expel him and his family and then turn the house over to Israeli settlers. So, again, it's they're not very polite over there. Meanwhile, dozens of Jewish settlers organized marches across the West Bank on Tuesday, attacking Palestinian vehicles and threatening to attack nearby homes. Over at the Arab League, they're describing the Israeli demolitions in occupied Jerusalem as ethnic cleansing. So, absolutely. Meanwhile, Israel is promising they're going to investigate Israel over the alleged use of Pegasus to spy on their own citizens. So I'm sure that there'll be no delay in getting to the bottom of this highly tyrannical and intrusive surveillance. Okay. Biden is out there saying that designating the Houthis as terrorists is now under consideration. So, anyway, we're going to take a break for station identification. We're going to open the phone lines, 512-248-8252, and we'll be right back.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
Because you can handle the truth.